broadcast here hanging from Hawaii.
You messing with my life.
Bill Henry Show, so I broadcast from Hawaii.
That's right. I know I have General Galen Shaw with us here. We've also been joined by some folks who were not with us yesterday. Robert Leonard, how you doing, Robert? And Margaret Gray has just arrived. Margaret, always good to have you with us.
If I could explain, because that, by the way, that was Jimi Hendrix.
That was Jimi Hendrix. So that we just play a little Jimi Hendrix, because I think that Jimi Hendrix represents, as the song says, excuse me for clearing my throat on the air, folks, but we have a limited.
All right, I think they understand that.
Yeah, they understand, Mr.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad they understand, but I'm just going to tell you, we have a limited ability to, shall we say, technologically manipulate the program. But we're very happy to be with you. We are live, and go ahead, Margaret. Do you?
You know, I was going to say, I was listening to the show, and I was thinking about how Frank and I were back there in Santa Monica. I saw the mocking of me on Twitter.
Margaret, hold on. Let me. Now, I'm not going to jump in for very long.
No, yeah, I would hope not.
You were being mocked on Twitter. You know what? Never mind. The fact of the matter was, you were there, well, Frank and I, and you were going on and on about the right-wingers. The whole thing was a cluster bang, and you know it.
See, Margaret, you were...
I was embarrassing myself. Is that it?
Yeah, sort of were.
And what do you have to say about that, bud?
Well, wait, everybody saw it. You were angry. You were going after Trump. You were really going on a tear. And everyone knew it was because you were pissed that you weren't here.
Well, let the record show it was my decision. It wasn't that I was not invited.
You, of course you were invited. Everybody knows you were invited.
No, not everyone knows. Not everyone knows I was invited, and not everyone knows that I elected not to go, even though I was invited. All right? Those are two very key points.
Why are they key points? Just curiosity.
You see, and you're asking that question because you know it's embarrassing. I'm sorry. I've got to sit down. I've got to sit down, and I've got to release some gas. I'm sorry.
God damn, man.
God damn, it's great. Every time you got me on your side.
Well, I'm sorry.
All right. I'm going to explain this.
Phil.
I'm going to explain this. Margaret has shown up, and we're very happy that she has. We got the call. I got the call early this morning that she and Frank were at Lihue Airport, and I said, well, shit, let's send a car.
Thank you for that. Well, shit, let's send a car. Thank you very much for that.
You know what? That's just kind of the language of our show. I said, shit, let's send a car. We sent a car. We got Frank. Frank is off someplace. He has no interest.
No, Frank right now, I think, is over at the Stevenson Library there at the Hyatt. He's meeting with a couple of people that he knows. There might be a claim. It's really none of your business, Phil.
Well, it's my business because... Well, no, it isn't any of my business.
No, it isn't because we both picked up the travel. Oh!
Oh, I see. So you're here on your own dime.
Yes, we are. Because I listened to this disaster... Excuse me, Phil.
No, it wasn't a disaster.
Yeah, Yes, I listened to this disaster that you put on the air yesterday, and I said, my God, God, in everything that you hold glorified in the name of... I don't even believe in God, so I don't know how that goes, but...
Everything that God, in the name of God and an angel.
All right, fine, but in the name of God and the one angel...
No, in the angels.
All right, in the name of God, what?
In the name of God, your show blew chicken. All right, as long as we're looking at all the chickens.
Yeah, there's a lot of chickens here on this island. Yeah, you ought to talk about that, Phil.
Well, it is true.
Wait. I was talking. You ought to talk about chickens?
You brought up chickens, and that became really the... Because I find it fascinating. There's roosters, and Bud and I were across over at having breakfast at the Kukukaui, whatever the fuck that thing...
Yeah, I'm telling you, we were over here having breakfast at the Nua Nua, you know?
Yeah, and what'd you see?
Saw a lot of chickens.
Well, there were chickens everywhere. And I said to the guy running the race, I said, Jesus... You know, I tell you what, you know what I'd love to have is a maybe a chicken wing, ha, ha, ha. And he looked at me like I was the lowest form of life on Earth. I said, you got to be kidding me.
Well, there's a lot of chickens on the island. And I believe that's as a result, as we mentioned on the show yesterday, of...
No, there were a lot. There was a hurricane.
Yeah, there was a hurricane in 92. The hurricane that struck in 92 was, I don't know which one, but apparently it scattered the chickens... on the islands here of Hawaii, far and wide. And as a result of that, the chickens, the chickens did not come home to roost. All right.
Hey.
Thank you. No, but the chickens, they roosted wherever they could roost.
Well, the chickens, a chicken is going to do what a chicken's going to do.
Well, what is that?
Don't look at me like it's some kind of filthy information.
He's not, no. A chicken is going to go wherever any animal would go to find safety wherever it is safe. And it just so happens here on the island of Kauai, there are no mongoose. There are mongoose in all the other islands. There's no mongoose here. And mongoose are the sworn, as we said yesterday, and...
Well, look, Phil, you know, you're talking about something you don't know anything about.
Yeah, but Jeremy, we talk about the sworn enemy.
There's no sworn, and they don't put a blood oath up. That's just they're the enemy, okay?
But the mongoose is, in essence, the sworn enemy.
It's a sworn enemy. It's not joining a club, all right?
Well, what do you mean, join a club?
Not like the Ku Klux Klan or anything, no.
No, it's not like the Ku Klux Klan.
But, still in all, Mr. Henry, you know, it is sworn.
Yeah, it is, and technically sworn.
Okay, whatever you guys want to believe, whatever fantasy you want to believe.
There's no sworn enemy of a chicken. Are the two of you so beyond the reach of... Are you so beyond retrieval into a sane world that we just cut you loose and let you drift off into dumbass?
Yeah, you're drifting into the seam of dumbass.
Not the sea?
No, the seam.
No, into the sea of dumbass, I say.
I say into the seam, between ass and dumb.
That'd be the crevice.
What do you mean, the crevice?
Would you guys knock it off? So anyway,
Phil, you're always so anyway. It never brings us back to the point. You always stay scattered and far afield. The fact is, the two of them are drifting into a large swirling vortex known as, first of all, it's dumbass, and then...
Yeah, then shitter.
Then shitter, yes.
All right, well, goodbye, bud. Goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Anyway, the mongoose, the sworn enemy of the chicken, ladies and gentlemen, the animal that, you know, held up its little paw and said, well, now I'm the sworn enemy of the chicken. That is the creature that they don't have here on Kauai. And so as a result of that, it is quite reasonable, quite wonderfully. What are we doing here, man? 59 minutes?
Yes, still 59 there on the time.
Yeah. So it is quite wonderfully the reason why the chicken has survived. And it's interesting because we were looking at these chickens wandering hither and thither. Because I went over and had breakfast at the same place, General, that you and Bud did.
Well, the Anua Nua.
Yeah, what do you have, Mr. Henry?
I had a delicious omelet. I had one of the greatest omelets I've ever had, called Hitting the Reef, and...
Did you have the potatoes with the Provence, the herbal Provence?
Yes. You were there?
Well, no, we weren't there, but I wandered by it. I looked at the menu. It looked very good.
Yeah, it was fantastic. If you're ever in this part of Kauai, go over there to the Nua Nua Cafe, because they got it going on. But then, as we were eating, I did notice the numbers of chicken. Now, here comes Bithynia. She's coming in. Hi, Bithynia. Now, Bethany and I have, another treat awaiting me. Oh, my tequila. I finished off.
You tell people about a drink.
Now, what is this drink you're having, Phil?
I had a beautiful coconut mojito. God damn.
Oh, that looks like some gay ass. Forget it.
Yeah, well, it may, but it was delicious. You can't come to Hawaii without having one of those umbrella drinks, Jack, or what Bethany and I call the stupid drink.
Oh, stupid it is, because if you drink enough of those, you become so brain dead. It's shocking.
Now, Margaret, you haven't told us why you and Frank are here.
Because we just... What kind of a question is that?
Well, Margaret, you swore up and down you didn't want to come to Hawaii, right? You had all kinds of shit going on.
No, I didn't. I don't think I said I had all kinds of shit going on.
Not being literal, for God's sake.
Watch it, bud. Watch it, because I'm ready to go at the drop of a hat.
Like you weren't always ready to go at the drop of the hat. You come to Hawaii, people think you chill it out.
When you say chill it out, what are you referring to?
Look, folks, my question that I want to get to here, Margaret, is you and Frank decided to come because you were on Twitter, you're getting too political.
I was getting upset. I was sick and tired of looking at Santa Monica. I wanted out, and I wanted out then. Turned out Frank had a client over here at the Hyatt or whatever he was doing, and so Frank's over there right now at the Stevenson Library. Yes, the same Stevenson Library that you've probably have heard of. People dance the night away there. And,
matter of fact, Bethany and I are going to go dancing there.
Well, good for you. But Frank's over there having a drink, so I guess he beat you to the punch in terms of where to be seen and heard on Kauai.
Oh!
Now...
Jesus H. Christ, Margaret, that bellow of yours.
A bellow?
Yeah, when you go... Arr!
That is a basso profundo... Oh, my God.
All right. It's so Frank's over there. What?
Frank's talking with Billy Thunder.
Who is Billy Thunder?
Billy Thunder, you never heard Billy Thunder, one of the greatest singers ever.
Yeah, Billy Thunder's got that hit record, the thunder is something like the thunder is going to be happening between your, what is it, Robert?
Yeah, the thunder happened between your thighs.
Yes, the thunder's happening between your thighs.
Uh-huh.
How dare you? Billy Thunder is one of the top names in pop music.
Well, I've never heard him.
That speaks very well of Billy Thunder, that you've never heard of him.
Billy Thunder, the thunder's happening between your thighs. It sounds vulgar, and I'll have none of it.
Now you're sounding like me.
You really are, Phil. You're sounding almost effeminate, or whatever the word is.
All right, well, good luck to all of you guys.
But anyway, Frank is over there. He's talking to Billy right now.
All right, so Frank's client, Billy Thunder, is over at the Hyatt there at the Stevenson Library. All right, welcome here, folks, to the Phil Henry Show.
You know, you blow these things off, Phil.
I'm not blowing it off. I don't know what else to say about Billy Thunder, okay? I hope Frank does well with him. I've never heard of him. I know that doesn't say anything.
Billy Thunder is one of the mid-range stars.
Yes, he's mid-range.
Yeah. Is he a rapper?
No, he's not a rapper. He's a singer in the form of who's the guy, Stan Smith or Stu? Who's the man?
Hey, Bethania, who's that guy Smith?
Eminem?
No, the guy, the big, tall singer from England, something Smith. His name like Stan or Steve or Shepard Smith?
I don't know.
All right.
He sings a lot of...
Yeah, he does songs like The Wonder of You and...
The Wonder of You?
Yeah, things like that.
All right, well, maybe we'll run into Frank, but New Year's Eve is also coming up here on Kauai.
Now, where are we going?
What do you mean, we? You know, you guys can find your own way of doing things, okay?
Oh, my God, he doesn't want to be seen with us.
I'm going to go out and have a cup of cocktail.
Well, whatever you do...
Yeah, Patsy and I are going to stay here at the hotel. They're having... they're putting on a... some kind of a... we're here at the Elcott... whatever this dump is that we're at.
Dump?
Well, you know what I'm saying. It's a very nice place. We're going to stay here and have dinner and dance the night away to some bullshit band. So...
All right, yeah. New Year's Eve is coming up here on the Hawaiian Islands, and I'm sure that we will have some kind of a festivity. So, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted... Margaret is here, and I just, you know, I'm glad you're here, Margaret. I didn't want that to be the focal point of the entire first segment of the show. What I wanted to say was that we have been here some, you know, a little bit more than 24 hours, and
The Elcott people is treating you good, huh?
Sorry, the Elcott people have treated us well. Now, we went across the street today, and we bought some of these shoes that double not only as hiking shoes. In other words, they're surf shoes, or what we used to call them surf socks, but they're more than that. They are shoes you can wear on the coral and on the hard, rocky bottom of the beach here at Kauai, but also use as... I'm sorry. Also use as the hiking shoes. So at some point this week, it may be tomorrow, it may be the next day, I don't know when, we're going to go to Waimea Canyon, and we're going to hike it, and we're going to video it, and we're going to share all of that with you guys, as we've been sharing a little bit of video with you here on the Phil Henry Show. But Waimea Canyon is something you really got to see.
Now, what is this Waimea Canyon?
Are you kidding me? This is probably better than anything that's ever been seen. It's got a big, it's a canyon and stuff, and...
Yeah, it really is, and... have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it once before.
Oh, you've already been there?
Yeah.
Well, then why are you going again?
Because I like to see beautiful things more than once. You know, I'm
All right, Phil, you don't have to look at me like you want to... You don't have to look at me like you want to rip my throat out. God damn. Don't look at me like you want to rape me, Phil.
Jesus Christ.
Margaret, stop it before we throw you out of the studio.
Why would you do that?
You can't say that to Mr. Henry.
Jesus. Hey, you know what? I might as well just go over there to the Stevenson Library and have cocktails... And have an aperitif.
Yeah, you do that, the Stevenson Library.
You want me to leave?
No, not till after the show. But please don't use these ridiculous things, Margaret. I'm looking at you like I want to rape you.
Well, there was absolute hatred in your eyes.
I was looking at you to shut up, if you call that hatred. What I'm trying to say is that, you looked at me like you said, well, why would I want to see something again? Excuse me. Pardon me. I would want to see it again because it's very beautiful. Waimea Canyon is I've never been to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, you haven't been to the Grand Canyon. So that's a good reason to see why it'd be a canyon, because in a way, not completely, it is a tropical version of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way of putting it, General.
Yes, it's almost a tropicified.
Yeah, it is. It's the Grand Canyon with some jungle happening around it.
With some, would you say that Frank and I should see this?
Yes, I would very heartily recommend anybody. I mean, you should see anything in this great country, this beautiful, beautiful land of ours, you should see that you haven't seen that is of note. And Waimea Canyon's one of them. When we were on Maui, I don't know when it was, like, oh my God, it was back in 04, I think, or 03. It was like 12 years ago. We were on Maui, and we hiked to the Seven Falls.
And wait, is that the Seven Pools?
Yeah, that's Seven Pools, like an honeymoon in Vegas?
No, that's not the Seven Pools. I don't think it was. This was the Seven Falls or something like that. And it was down the road there on Maui. You had to go by Oprah Winfrey's place.
Now, oh my God, she's got an enormous...
What is it, this Winfrey? She's got all that land.
Well, that's what she...
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I just wonder what the hell she's going to own half the goddamn...
Well, she does have the money, and she has the influence. And I think it's very, very important someone with the kind of, shall we say, the contacts of Oprah Winfrey has that sort of... She has that claim to that area of land and space so that she can meet and so on and give and hold parties and have conferences, you know.
Well, does she need a whole south end of Maui?
Does she need a whole south end? I don't understand that.
Does she need, in other words, that much land?
I don't know. I'm not Oprah Winfrey. I don't know what she needs. I don't know what the woman's needs are. But I'm sure Frank could fill you in on that.
Yeah, except he's over at Stevenson's Library meeting with Billy Thunder. Jesus.
Billy Thunder.
How'd you like me to...
All right, watch it.
Billy Thunder is influential.
Billy Thunder. What is this guy, from the 50s? It sounds like a 50s guy.
A 50s? What are you, who, Frank?
No, Billy Thunder.
Billy Thunder sings that song, Oop-a-doop, doo-doo-doo-doo, the Oop-a-doop. You don't know that song?
Yeah, I turned the Oop-a-doop. Nobody wants to buy it. It's very bad indeed.
Yeah, Oop-a-doop. Are you talking about the one that goes Oop-a-doop? You and me will do the Oop-a-doop?
Yes, that song is a real happening song.
No, it ain't happening.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm not a young person anymore, but even I wouldn't buy Oop-a-doop. Shit.
All right, excuse me for a minute.
Margaret.
No, excuse me, Phil.
Well, I'm sorry, Margaret.
Excuse me.
So Margaret's off walking it off. What are you going to do?
Don't you have any beer in this room?
Right there in that little cooler.
In what cooler?
That little ice box right there.
Go help her, bud, will you? Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. We have Heineken's this evening, and that's just where that's at. All right, folks, this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Very, very excited to be with you guys, and so grateful to be here on the Hawaiian island of... what are we on?
This is Kauai.
On Kauai. And we've got coming up for you another conversation with Dr. Ed Elcott. He'll be, discussing whatever he's discussing. We're also going to give you further reflection on other things that are happening around the Hawaiian Islands. We do have that one gentleman, Robert, that you talked to.
Oh, yeah, the one guy is Mr. Kauea.
Mr. Kauea is who?
Fred Kauea. Fred Kauea lives on...
Get up to the microphone there, Robert.
Step up to the plate there, Robert.
Yeah, Fred Kauea lives on Kauai, and Fred makes a rare... Hawaiian delicatessen, not delicatessen, where's a
delicacy?
Yeah, that's it. He makes a delicacy for New Year's Eve, and we'll be talking to Fred Kauea about the delicacy, what he makes for New Year's Eve.
Now, what is it?
I don't know. It's some kind of pig pork. It's a pig thing. It's a whole pig act, you know.
It's a pig act? Jesus.
Why, what, does that ring a bell?
You filthy...
All right, hey, watch it, Margaret. Don't come at him like you're going to kick his ass.
And why wouldn't I?
I want to ask Bithynia, is the newspaper over there, doll? Because there was an article about this guy, Fred Kauea, making some sort of a pig product. Yes, thank you very much. Yes, that's it.
Yeah, that's right there. That's really fine. I've got to get Fred Kauea on here.
All right. So Fred Kauea is going to be with us to talk about this pig product that he makes for New Year's Eve. All right. We will be right back at a world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And don't forget, guys, that, you can grab yourself a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, all you have to do is go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and pick up a backstage pass. You can get a year-long backstage pass. You can get a month-long backstage pass. You can get all kinds of backstage pass. So pick it up there at philhenryshow.com. It's philhenryshow.com.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You got a problem with that? You can bring it through me. I'm Galen Shaw.
You don't fool me. I know what you feel. If you ignore the things I see,
the Phil Henry Show.
Someday soon's gonna find your way
right
down
back
on Beggar's Farm. Way down on Beggar's Farm.
What's that?
Pay my money for no return.
Some information from Bithynia.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Kauai is the island where that one very, very brave young lady whose name escapes us, and I do apologize. And we're going to find it right now. The brave young lady whose arm, she lost her arm to a shark attack or shark bite.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I remember her.
She almost bled to death.
Yeah, she almost bled to death.
That is a very brave girl, and she was out surfing, right?
Yeah, she was out surfing. And I don't know what time of year. One of the things that's happening in Hawaii right now is there is a major surf tournament happening in Oahu.
Bethany Hamilton.
And was she a resident of Kauai?
Residence Kauai, USA.
Resident of Kauai. And she was surfing and she was she lost her arm. And is she a competitive surfer?
2013.
Yeah. I think I heard that she was back out on the waves, whether she's a competitive.
Lost her arm to
poor kid. A pro surfer, so she was a professional surfer.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Well, you could sue the world surfing.
13 when it happened.
She was 13. How are you a professional surfer at 13? That's interesting.
I don't know if she was then, but she's now.
She is now, huh? Well, it's 2003. 2 years, 13, 15. Still, it's pretty young.
That happened. That may not have happened in 2013.
But in any event, that was a very, very traumatic event. All right, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, guys. Obviously, being here in the beautiful islands, we are not giving you any traffic, per se. Now, Fred Kauea is a chap who lives here in Kauai and makes a dish that is a traditional dish for New Year's Eve. And I'm looking at it right here, and it's called a roast beef. Is this for real, bud?
Right.
Roast beef sandwich?
Yeah, that's what he meant.
Well, that's not what I thought. We thought it was some kind of an exotic dish.
What do you want from me, man?
Well, you idiots know that if we're talking about something exotic...
No, I just said it was a delicacy.
What's a delicacy about a roast beef sandwich?
What is it? What's going on here? Are you two clowns trying to make monkeys out of us?
Wait a minute. The guy said he has a party at his place, and
he makes roast beef sandwiches.
Yeah, that's traditional.
It's traditional in Hawaii, or is this traditional for his house?
For his house.
You guys are all right. So Fred Kauea is gonna come on in. Fred, how you doing? We didn't mean to get upset.
Oh no,
come on in, Fred.
Hi, Fred. I'm Margaret Gray.
Margaret Gray.
How do you do?
And Galen Shaw.
How are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
And Robert Leonard. You met Robert and Bud.
Yeah. How are you guys? These are wonderful boys.
Thank you, sir. Sorry about a ton of roast beef sandwich and everything.
Oh, it's all right. What we do, Phil, is we make a roast beef sandwich that is a traditional Hawaiian because we use pig paste or a pork paste, you know.
All right, now what is a pork paste?
Well, a pork paste is a kind of hot, spicy paste that we make from chorizo, you know.
Oh, chorizo. We're very familiar with chorizo on the mainland, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
On the mainland. Not here in Hawaii, but on the mainland.
Yes, Margaret. He's got it all about the mainland.
Excuse me, I'm very, very sorry, Fred, but my colleagues here are all slobs on a wheel, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but they use the pork paste.
I don't use pork paste.
No, we're not talking about what you're doing, Margaret, on the mainland. We're talking about here.
You know something, ever since I got off the airplane, I feel as if I'm being turned into one big large ass that gets kicked every 5 seconds. Do you get that sense, Fred?
Do I get a sense of what?
That I'm an ass being kicked?
No, ma'am.
Margaret, you're... No, I really do, Phil. Ever since I got off the plane, I'll have to ask Frank, but I feel like I've been turned into two large ass cheeks. Forget it.
Yeah, thank you. That's way, way better.
Are these the samples over here?
Well, yes, I brought along samples to, for your crew, Phil.
Oh, great. Thank you very much, Fred. So, Bud and Robert?
Yeah, I'm gonna have some of these. I was hoping for that.
Yeah, man, I was counting on this.
All right, well, I'll have some in a minute. Thank you very much, Fred.
Yes, well, these are big, these are roast beef. We use the paste, pork paste, which...
Does it have a traditional Hawaiian name?
It does. It's called chapao or kanapua.
Kanapua.
Yeah. And you put a pig paste on any kind of roast beef that you want. Also, you slide it onto, you can lather and slather it, you know.
Slather it in what way?
Well, that's for me to know.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm having some fun, but you should slather it.
All right, but, you know, Fred, we've got so many vulgar asses around here. I'm sure you understand.
You said you're one big ass, right? To say that you're being kicked?
Yes, I feel like I'm an ass being kicked.
All right, I thought I'd...
Well, we appreciate that, Fred, but we need for you to speak a little bit of English. So, slather it?
Well, you can slather it, but I don't...
Are you talking about something?
All right, just never mind. So that's the pork paste. These are the roast beef sandwiches. Now, what else are you doing, Fred? Where do you live, by the way?
Oh, Phil, I live in Princeville, Kauai.
Princeville, that is absolutely gorgeous up there. Do you have a home? Do you have a...
Yeah, I have a home up the Puai Road and... just in the shopping areas, close to a lot of shopping and a lot of... Kauai is a beautiful island. People take care of each other here year-round. We have good weather and everybody is like a small town.
How many people would you say are on the... Do you know how many people are on the island of Kauai?
I don't know.
You don't know how many people are here?
No, I don't think anyone really knows.
What do you mean no one knows?
Well, no one has known for years how many people live here. It's a safe place, and it's an important place. To say you're from Kauai is to say that you're a man, and you stand for everything that is good in manhood. And also, this is our garden isle, you know.
It is the garden island. I've heard Kauai is the garden. But you don't know how many people live here?
No, I don't.
Who could we call?
I don't know of anyone that would have that information.
What are you talking about? You don't know...
I told you today, Dickman, and I told this to Robert Leonard today. I don't have any information.
You don't know how many people...
No, do you know how many people live in your town?
Well, I live in the city of Los Angeles, where there's roughly 3 million people.
Roughly, but you don't know exactly.
Well, we're not asking you exactly how many people live in Kauai, but just roughly.
I don't know. I wish you'd stop asking me that.
Well, that's just a...
Please.
All right. What we'll do is... I didn't know it was such private information.
It's private information only because if you ask the government authorities how many people live in Kauai, they look at you like you have, like, cut them with a knife or something. You know, like you have offended them that they would not know, so...
Right, well, we'll get off that topic.
Very, very unusual.
You know, I find that to be... You know, Fred, I won't pressure you, but I find that to be very weird...
You can find it to be weird, but...
Well, it is very weird, but we'll look into it.
Fine, look into it. Good luck. Boy, pain in the ass. I don't...
Did you call me a pain in the ass?
No, I didn't call you a pain in the ass, but you people, you don't let go, do you?
Well, Fred, it's...
Look, man, I said to you once, I'll say it, I mean, I don't know how many mother...
What the fuck?
You're upset, huh?
Where am I? Give me a little...
What is he doing?
Fred, we didn't mean to upset you, Fred.
No.
I want my sandwiches. And good luck to you all. Good luck. Fred, we didn't mean to upset you.
Sir, we did not mean... Here, let me... Phil.
Go ahead.
Fred.
I want to talk to him.
Go ahead.
Now, we didn't mean to upset you.
Lord, that's your ass.
Fred, Wea. Is that his name, Bud?
I forget.
You forget. Nobody knows how many people live on this island. We forget the name of the guy that was our guest.
Well, what's wrong with this guy? Something wrong with this guy.
There's something wrong with you guys, too, okay? Where did you meet this guy?
Door at the liquor store?
Yeah.
At the liquor store.
All right. Yes, Phil, at a liquor store.
Well, did you talk him into staying?
Obviously not, no.
All I did was ask the guy how many people live in Kauai.
That's exactly right, apparently. He didn't want to have any truck with you.
Yes, Phil, he wanted no truck with you.
Well, he didn't look like he wanted truck with anybody, if you want the honest, okay. I'm not going to use Fred as a typical resident of Kauai, but obviously...
But a lot of paranoia, Mr. Emily, about what's going on in the country, you know?
Well, yeah, that's true, Phil. A lot of people, you know, this prying and the nosy stuff, you know?
What is nosy about asking a guy how many people live on an island? I didn't expect him to know.
Well, then why did you keep pressing?
Well, I kept pressing because I just find it weird. He seemed to indicate that no one knows.
But yeah, he said nobody really knows how many people live on Kauai.
Well, that's got to be bullshit, man. You got a state populace, don't you?
Well, what are you looking at me for? I don't live here.
I'm telling you that they had to have a census of some kind, and that census had to include how many people live on each island.
Not necessarily, Phil. This is what we're trying to say to you. In all of your ignorance, in all of your arrogant ignorance, why don't you just be quiet for a moment? If they're establishing how many people live on the islands, if they're establishing how many people live in the state of Hawaii, it doesn't necessarily mean we know how many people live on each individual island.
Well, I happen to know, I've seen a census breakdown.
Please don't yell at me and don't talk to me like I'm some sort of, like I'm a something that you wear and then toss and that you scratched into.
Now, you know what?
All right. What I'm saying is...
You gotta watch how you talk to people, Phil.
I'm watching. I'm sorry, Margaret. I'm saying I know for a fact that I have seen a census of the state of Hawaii in which they break down the population per island.
In what sense?
Yeah.
In what?
In what sense?
Yeah, in what sense?
What do you mean, in what sense? Each island, man.
Well, when was this? What's the year? What are the...
All right, you guys are full of... You know,
we're full of video.
Yeah, you're full of it. All right, we're gonna be right back to world famous. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna accept that, and that's just where that's at. We'll be right back to world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com, as we're talking here. We're just talking here about being on the island of the marvelous island of Kauai here in the Hawaiian Islands, and we'll be right back to world famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. It's Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico, from Kauai, Hawaii, right now, man.
Most of the things that you want, girl, is a whole lot of me. Most of the things that you want, girl, is a whole lot of me.
This is the Iron Butterfly.
Girl, cause I just wanna make you happy. That's all I
Daughter's join us. Jeff is over from the mainland, and Jeff is here. And Jeff, you were up at the HIC, right?
Yeah, man, I brought all this stuff for you, man.
All right, don't argue, you guys.
This is bitching.
Hold on. Yeah, Phil, I did, and I just wanted to show Bud something I brought for him. And this is the conch shell that you wanted from the North Shore, so...
This is bitching. That's a conch shell.
What is the conch shell?
That's the conch shell.
Yeah, this is the conch shell that that traditionally Toby Bo, whose uncle was Baffrey Bo, one of the top, probably one of the top longboard surfers in the 50s, and he would blow the conch shell, which basically was a call to the surf. Okay, Mr. Henry, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so...
What do you mean? What would it sound like?
Well, it would basically sound like this, just go, or whatever it sounds. I mean, I don't know. And that would call the surfers down from the hills and from the canyon areas.
And this called the surfers down to do what?
To go surfing, I guess.
Yeah, to go to surf.
Yeah, to go, come down and surf.
It called the surfers down, all right.
Yeah, I mean, that was Beaufree Bo. You'd have to ask Toby Bo more about it. But Bud wanted to...
This is really great. I really appreciate it, Jeff.
Yeah, it's okay, man. And that apparently was the last one that Beaufree had. Beaufree's really old now. So
Beaufree Bo. And this is Toby's uncle?
Well, it's probably more like a great uncle or something, but...
All right, so you were up at the HIC Pro surf tournament.
Yeah.
And that was the Sunset Beach. Tell us about it.
Well, you have a great many surfers from all over, you know, mostly they're Australian. They come from all over the world, Mr. Henry, to, you know, compete, you know, on the North Shore. And you're talking about some seriously, seriously, you know, gnarly, you know, it's pretty wicked up there. I spent probably about 4 hours and I got frightened and I ran to my car and just...
What do you mean you got frightened?
Well, you know, you can get frightened of the waves. And
were the waves crashing on the shore?
No, it's just the thought of riding on one, you know.
All right, so what did you see? Tell us what you saw. And this is kind of, I suppose, inside Hawaii information, surfing. It seems like the two biggest sports on Hawaii are what, General?
Well, the two biggest sports in Hawaii, if you ask my opinion, football and surfing.
Are you out of your mind? Everyone knows it's golfing.
I was going to say golf.
Oh, get out of here. Golf? That's what tourists do, my brother. You're asking about what the people, they love surf, and they love the great game of football. And,
well, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah, but why are you nuts or something? Everybody knows about golf.
No, not everybody knows that, bud. Only a nincompoop like you, all right?
The sad most of the people live here.
Everybody lives, if you're born and raised on Hawaii, then the first thing you learn when you're a little tiny kid is how to golf.
Well, you get out of here, you knucklehead.
You know, I got to agree with the general. I think golf is a tourist sport.
We talk about like native sport?
Yes, the native sport is not going to be golf. The native sports would be the surfings and the so on and so forth.
Well, I mean, it's called surfing. It's not really...
No, but the surfings, the various different ways they surf, right?
I mean, I guess so, yeah.
So tell us, what were some of the more exciting things you saw?
Well, I mean, you saw a lot of... these are surfers from all over the world. They're spread all over the globe. They got surfers from Australia. They had surfers from Hawaii. Then they also had surfers from America. Then they had a surfer, like one from New Zealand. And then they had another one from Peru. Okay. And
what do you mean they're spread all over the world?
Well, that's pretty.
And what is this? What do you mean from Hawaii and America?
That's what's said. That's what it said. So
what do you mean that's what it said?
It said, this dude's from Hawaii and this other dude's from America. So...
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Hawaii is America.
Well, I'm just telling you, man. They had surfers spread all over the globe. And,
Jeff, when you say they got surfers spread all over the globe, what was it?
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
America.
Okay, right there.
I'm just telling you what the leaderboard said, man. It said Hawaii, like one dude, this dude from Hawaii who eventually won. His name was like Kodachrome Swenson. I don't know.
What are you talking about, Kodachrome Swenson?
He had like a whack name. He was from Hawaii, but then there was another dude, John Norris, who from America.
Who from America? You see what I'm talking about?
Well, all right, who from America?
Yeah. And then they had another dude from Peru. And his name was, you know, Biff the Turlington. I don't know, man. And then they had it.
But you already know what the guy's name is. How do we know he exists?
They're talking about Biff Turlington. I mean, I'm just making the name up. But they did have a dude from Peru.
All right, so they had a guy from Peru. They had a guy from Hawaii.
Yeah, they had a guy from America, and they had a guy from China. And
what do you mean, China?
I mean Australia.
Well, that's not all over the world, Jeff. I mean,
I mean, I don't know, man.
And why, and you know, the point is well made there by the general. Why Hawaii and why the USA?
Phil, I think I know the answer to this. I think traditionally when they had the surfing opens in Hawaii, there was a differentiation made between the native Hawaiian surfers and those coming from the mainland, and it was Hawaii and the USA. Now, obviously in a competition like this, nationality does not matter. Is that correct, Jeff?
I'm sorry?
Nationality does not matter, is what I'm saying.
Well, not really. It's a pro. Yeah, it's all pro, man. So these are pros, and
yeah, so they're pros. So whatever, right?
Yeah. So it really doesn't matter what country, but they just say the country on account of that's what they say.
And wasn't it true? I think I saw where some of these guys. This is stuff just to learn about the sport, especially the way that they The way they identify the professional surfers, there were a lot of guys that were American in origin, but they were surfing out of Australia. Is that it?
Well, a lot of dudes will surf out of Australia. There was one dude that surfed out of Australia that's American, and there was another dude that was Australian that did surf out of Australia. You know?
Yeah.
So what's the big deal with that?
Well, there was American that surfed out of Australia and an Australian.
Why would we give a shit if an Australian surfed out of Australia?
Well, I mean...
All right, Jeff, thank you very, very much.
Wait. I just one more question.
All right, but you're really pushing it with this guy.
Well, and also, Mr. Henry, I wanted you to have here a... I know how much you love these, Mr. Henry, and I was able to get a hold of a 1966 surfer magazine.
Yeah, you talk just like your cousin, you know that?
You do talk a little bit like Chris.
Hey, man, don't ever, 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 never, ever identify me with Chris. That guy is a disgustoid. God damn.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Surfer Magazine, this is pretty cool.
Now, why do you like these, Phil?
I one of my hobbies is collecting old publications. I like to have them as as mint condition as is possible.
You've got quite a few newspapers, don't you?
I've got a lot of newspapers that I collect. That are epic, you know, historic newspapers announcing...
You got Pearl Harbor, Mr. Henry?
I have a Pearl Harbor one. I've got Kennedy assassinated. I have the Hiroshima bomb. I've got a few. And I have started collecting Surfer Magazine because it's got some classic, you know...
No, but this one is...
Don't pull at it, okay?
Let me see.
Gary, see?
You're going to tear the pages, all right?
Well, what is in this magazine that makes it so...
It's just there's a lot of really cool ads, and there's a lot of interesting information, a lot of things that I dig, that I just flat out dig. Jeff, thank you very much, brother. It is with the greatest of appreciation that we have you here on the show. Thank you.
All right. Well, I just wanted you to know, and also I'm going back over to Oahu tomorrow morning and everything. But everybody, Sunset Beach, just want to say hello to everybody. And also, you know, if you want me to come back on the show.
Yeah, I probably want to have you on a show.
Probably more than one time.
Because we're going to have more shows.
Well, when are you guys leaving?
We're leaving on Saturday, so we will have more shows, obviously. Obviously, we're going to have more shows to do during this week. But, Jeff, thank you very, very much, brother. It's... always good to see you. I'm glad that you came over.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Henry. And so anyway, yeah, I just want to say, you know.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, Jeff Dowder, folks, giving us the word on the big pro surfing tournament they're having at Sunset Beach this week in the Hawaiian Islands. Somebody turns
the corner out of sight. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacific. Well, actually, from the Hawaiian Islands, you're right. From the Hawaiian Islands here on PhilHenryShow.com and Podcast One.
Jesus H. Christ.
Tender is the night when you hold your baby tight. Tender are the emotions.
Frank.
Tender is the night.
Frank, honey, how are you? How was your meeting?
It was fire.
So Frank, buddy,
Frank Reyes, I saw you ripping into Donald Trump and Ted Cruz.
Don't get me started on that shit. What do you think, Frank?
I'll tell you what I think. I think that she's a disaster. Frank Reyes joined us here on the Phil Henry Show. And I know, Frank, that you and Margaret are... By the way, thank you very much for assenting to come over.
Oh, I love to come to Hawaii. I've never missed coming to Hawaii. This is a beautiful state. Everyone here is wonderful.
Frank has a lot of business contacts here.
We have a lot of friends in Hawaii, a lot of friends. This is a wonderful state. But you're asking me about Trump, right?
Well, I saw you...
Yeah, we saw you ripping. You were going apeshit.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I hadn't gotten out of California, I would have been... I'd still be ripping her an ass. I can't take what's happening to this. And if she becomes president of the United States, I am making this...
Frank, are you drunk?
Yeah, I'm drunk. I am drunk.
All right, it's okay. He's...
No, I can tell when he's drunk.
I'm drunk. All right, I've been drinking at the Stevenson Library at the Hyatt. I'm drunk as hell.
All right, go ahead, dear.
You know, and if that, if she becomes president of the United States.
Who are you talking about? Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm talking about Trump. I will leave the country. I'm taking my wife and my son with me. And I don't care what he thinks about it. I don't care what she thinks about it.
Now, you've got a son, Jason J. Delmonico.
I have a son I love very much, and I don't want her growing up in a country with that buffoon, that racist buffoon. I don't want her growing up in a country where she's president of the United States. And I'd say that to anyone. So I'm taking my son, I'm taking Margaret, and I know that he concurs, don't you, dear?
No, I don't necessarily think that's the thing to do, dear. When you are fighting for your country, you don't leave it.
Oh, get a load of this, will you? I love the whole big gay, you know.
No, you gotta stick with the country.
Hey, let me tell you something about sticking with a country, okay? I've stuck with this country long enough. If this country is so stupid as to put a racist fascist like Donald Trump in office, and I'm gonna sit here and watch her get sworn in as president of the United States, you can have her, because I won't do it. And by the way, can you imagine her as president? And with that wife of hers as the first lady, he'd be a disaster.
Look, okay, Frank. Yeah, you know, I am a little bit more conservative than you.
A little bit? Holy Christ, General, you are...
All right, okay. But you think that Donald Trump is a disaster in what way?
What, do I stutter or something?
No, but
I'm not... She's a racist, she's a fascist, she's a Nazi, she's stupid as hell. She doesn't understand what created this country. I'm telling you, every time I listen to her talk, I can't believe. And
I thought you had a real problem with Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I don't like her either.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to my husband, Frank.
Hold on, Margaret. I don't need you interpreting for me, all right?
Frank, I just want
to... I'm telling you. Now, just hold on, Phil. I know it's your show, Phil. Margaret, this is Phil's show. I don't want to upset her, okay?
I'm fine. Go ahead.
All right. When Donald Trump... I had known Donald Trump for 30 years. These chump change punk faces who don't even understand what she's about. I've known this guy for 30-plus years, and she's been pulling the wool over everybody. She thinks because she can close a deal that she knows about American culture, society, and the development of a nation. And people think that a president needs to know a lot more than that. They need to know history and a culture. Donald Trump will be a disaster.
Frank, she's falling up.
Frank, honey.
Yeah.
Phil.
All right, well, pick him up. Bud, would you help out?
Come on, Mr. Gray.
All right, Frank, you're going to be all right.
Hey. Mart.
I don't know, Phil.
All right, Frank suddenly has gotten so drunk that he can't even stand and he can't even talk. He's
all in a heap.
Yes, I'm very sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Frank, you are drunk and you're making a scene out of yourself.
I don't give a goddamn. I'll tell you another thing. My wife is the greatest wife a man could have.
Thank you, dear.
He has raised our son to be a great young man, and she's playing football now.
Who's that, your wife?
No, my son. Will you dirty... Hey,
come on. Easy, easy there, boy.
As I walked out to the street, Silver Laredo.
Frank.
Okay, let him...
No, I want to say, as I walked out of the streets of Laredo, as I walked out to Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all dressed in white linen. Oh, give me some water, sweet cooling water, is what she said. I was a cowboy. Get out of here, will you? Ha ha!
Margaret?
I don't know what got into him. I know he came over here ready for bear. I know that.
What, was he pissed off when he left L.A.?
Yes. He said, get me out of this city now. I said, Phil and the crew are in Hawaii. He said, that sounds good to me. And so we caught the first plane out of L.A.
Oh, I thought you came over here because you were pissed off.
I was pissed, but I had no idea that Frank had been tweeting and twittering and tweeting, you know. And
what was he tweeting? Or I mean, called tweeting. I understand. What was he doing?
Well, he was getting into with all the Trump fans and decided that, and the next thing I knew... he'd gotten into some of that Johnny Blue that he keeps out near the pool. And I saw him sitting out in the cabana just getting slowly wasted. So I said, Frank, we've got a charter waiting at LAX.
Oh, you flew a charter over here?
Yes. Is there a problem with that?
No, I just, I didn't know how you got over here so fast.
Yeah, you guys, were able to kind of pop over.
I got a charter for us out of LAX. I said, Frank, there's a charter waiting at LAX. Get your... And I had to pack some things for him. He doesn't have half the things he needs.
Now, where are you staying?
Where are you guys at?
Well, we're not here. No, we're over at... we're in Princeville. I don't want to say where.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Phil, I don't.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Margaret Gray and Frank Gray. Frank, wherever you are, buddy, thank you. We're missing you, man.
Bolt. We're missing him. That guy's...
Wherever you are, Frank. Well, that was interesting. And that is a... He's really...
Yeah, very invested.
Yes, that's a good word. He is very invested. Well, Frank's an old school Hollywood liberal. I don't...
Well, Frank Gray, ladies and gentlemen, there. And thank you very much, Frank, for the appearance on the show and for appearing on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, we don't need any...
You're not giving her a gift.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Anyway, Frank, thank you very much. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is going to continue here in just a moment. Don't forget that we are on YouTube. It is The Real Bud Dickman. YouTube.com/TheRealBudDickman. YouTube.com/RealBudDickman on
this
YouTube.
This magic moment. Woo-hoo! So different and so new.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from Kauai, Hawaii this week.
Until I kissed you, and then it happened.
This is a shit version of this, isn't it?
It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too.
Hey, how come you're not playing like hip hop and everything?
By the look,
we're not playing any hip hop because this is the only music we have on our secondary computer. Just some, you know, oldies.
Well, let me tell you something. I like this music. This is a music that I heard when we first got to the NOM. And I saw the tracer bullets flying over my head. And the only thing I could think of was...
This magic moment.
Yeah.
Hey, hit the post, General.
While your
hit
lips
the post here
are
and
close
in the
to mine will last forever. Forever.
It's like an alternate take or something.
What are you talking about?
This doesn't sound like the originals.
A lot of them are the alternate take, Mr. Henry.
All right, thank you, and welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We've been having some delicious drinks. We've been having some delicious food. We've been having quite a great time here at the Elcott Overlord Induction Arch. And, General, if you don't mind, because...
No, I understand. Look, I would rather just... I'm going to go off and get myself some of those Hawaiian baked potato chips with that cucumber dip. God damn.
That stuff's pretty good.
Yeah.
And we're going to get... the reason why we sent...
Why is this?
Well, because the general doesn't have any interest in Dr. Elcott, and Dr. Elcott doesn't have any interest in the general.
And what do you mean by the interest of the general? You know, this is...
I mean that you guys don't get along, okay? Come on in, Ed. Or Dr. Elcott, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Dr. Ed Elcott, fittingly... is going to close the program. How are you, sir?
Good, Dr. Elcott.
Yes, thank you.
Sir, this is our second day here at the Elcott Overlord Induction Arch. I spent a little bit of time out in the induction pools just in front of our Bithynia and my, what you call the induction. These are the, what are these, the priesterly rooms?
Well, Phil, these are all the priesterly rooms. This one to the right and to the left. And all of you face... the beautiful lagoon.
But it's not really a lagoon, is it, Dr. Elcott?
No, it is not a lagoon. It is the ocean, but we call this here the refractory lagoon.
Oh, that's where that coral is.
That's exactly right. So if you show people, and we can do that here,
what I'm going to do is show you this lagoon that the doctor is talking about. It actually was a part of...
Hello,
the video clip,
and welcome to the Elcott.
We're going to kill the audio,
Arch.
And so you see this, Dr. Elcott?
Yes, this is the Elcott. Thank you very much, Phil. This is the lagoon in front of the Elcott Overlord Induction Arch, and there you see the various priesterlies.
Again, folks, if you don't have Phil TV in HD, it's okay. We will describe what it is the ocean in front of a very beautiful. Well, we call it the domicile. Domicile that Bethany and I have. Now, this is where the overlords go and immerse. And Phil, you had a piece of that.
What's this, Dr. Elcott?
Ah, these are the sacrificial torches. You see, the torch is burning. That doesn't mean that we're sacrificing a human, and yet what it does mean is that the torches are lit, calling all from far and wide to join us in the induction area as we have some proclamations to make. And I think last night we were talking about a barbecue that we're having Friday night, and then there'll be a dance on Saturday night.
Now, what do you mean proclamations?
Yeah, those are our proclamations, all right? Don't, you know, we just don't have time right now to get into that. Well, we thought it would be something more philosophical.
Yeah, okay, that's good for you.
It's about where the proclamation can be philosophical, but it also can be we're having a barbecue and a dance, and that's what's happening on, which you're invited to, all of you are invited to.
Well, I know Frank and I are going to attend.
Yeah, we're going to attend too. Bud, you and Robert?
What, like I'm gay or something? I'm gonna dance with him.
I'm kidding, okay. Right. And by the way, and I don't mean to say this on the air, Phil, but your program has drawn some criticism from some of the overlords in the flanking suites. They have said it is loud, crude, rude, and is filled with all kinds of obscenities.
I apologize, sir. All right, I just wanted to let you know that.
Now, what are we looking at here? For those of you, again, not with Phil TV and HD, these are beautiful grounds. The surf and the coral reef is to the left, the palm trees, and these are the main buildings, huh? Exactly, Phil. These are the main buildings where the overlords and priestilies begin their various ablutions. Right here, you see in that what looks to be a normal South Pacific lodge is, in point of fact, an area where the overlords are put through a series of exercises. Some people call them beatings. I do not.
Well, you have...
No. I do not call them beatings. They are exercises. The overlords are allowed to defend themselves. There goes your young lady Bithynia. She's off to have a tobacco product, which we do reserve areas for that. Those are interesting designs in the buildings. Those are snowflakes. And that reminds us of the race that most of us come from.
Being a race? Talk about a snowflake?
Yes, because... And that we allow, obviously, black overlords. Well, all races are welcome, but the founding race was the race of Snowflake.
And what is that?
Well, three guesses, and the first two don't count, for Christ's sake.
Oh, you talk about a white.
Yes. She's...
All right, Ed.
Ed?
Wow, boy, you really are getting familiar.
Phil, it is Dr. Elcott.
Sorry, Dr. Elcott. Here you have, I think you've repeated a clip. There is the beautiful Pacific right there in front of our Elcott Lodge. Now, Phil, these are videos that were taken in various points here around the Elcott induction area. I don't expect your listeners to understand, may I say?
Go ahead.
A GD thing that I'm talking about, but we do encourage them to explore Elcott the next step. It'll be a, as we like to say, it'll be a cold day in hell when the nuns go ice skating with the devil that they'll ever be invited here.
Well, that is really crude.
No, that is part of the Elcott liturgy. Sir, I saw you take a sip of a beer.
What about it?
Do you guys drink?
I am. I'm drinking because without alcohol, there's no way I'm going to survive this.
This bullshit.
Yes, thank you. This bullshit. So I'm off now. I have a meeting to attend, the Elcottians, and there goes Bithynia with her ponytail.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. How is Frank?
Frank is drunk. Frank has passed out in our room. He's probably vomiting. There, does that make you...
I had nothing to do with it. Don't you blame that on me.
I'm not blaming that on you, Ed. Excuse me, Dr. Elcott.
Well, to you it can be Ed.
No, to me it'll be Dr. Elcott. I'm sorry.
Forget it.
Hey, Ed, I mean, Dr. Elcott.
No, when someone lets gas go like that, I'm out. I'm out.
All right, Dr. Ed Elcott, if you are watching the video, you are seeing Bethany and I having dinner at the Red Salt restaurant. This is a fantastic restaurant here on the island of Kauai. What we had last night, she had a carbonara shrimp fettuccine. I had a grass-fed beef that was beyond description. The whole thing just rang beautifully.
So you did like the food?
We did, Dr. Elcott. We're enjoying our stay.
Well, why do I get the feeling you're bullshitting me?
Sorry, sir.
Dr. Elcott, I'll talk to you later.
I'll welcome that.
What?
Thank you, sir. You better watch it with him.
What is that supposed to... You think I'd cheat on Frank with that? Forget it.
Hey, where is...
Yeah, come on in, Gerald Shaw.
Is he gone?
Yes, sir, he's gone.
God, that guy is... A little bit of that guy goes a long way with me, I'll tell you that.
All right. Here is...
Oh, this is a beautiful shot there from some of the Redeemery Nooks.
Yeah, those are all overlords in training that you're seeing there on our video here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Well, look.
Are we done? Because I've got to go. Frank is vomiting into a sink.
Yeah, we got to. Folks, thank you very, very much. I can't thank you enough for being a part of our broadcast. Let me just get up to our main page here. Thank you very much for being a part of the broadcast. Thank you very much for being a part of our podcast. Thank you very much for being a part of our showcast. Just thank you very much. And we will see you guys again tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel here for the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com as we broadcast, podcast, showcast from Kauai, the beautiful island of Kauai in Hawaii, here at the Elcott Overlord Induction Arch. Until tomorrow, this is Phil Henry for Margaret Gray, Bud Dittman, Robert Shaw, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw saying so long, peace out, mahalo, and...
That's Hawaiian talk.
Yes, it is Hawaiian talk, and goodbye from the Phil Henry Show. Mahalo.